If everyone can just take a moment of their time, if you can just listen to what I'm about to tell you, you'll learn something very important. Something I think you'll enjoy a great deal. Something that might make you a little bit more capable of taking care of yourself. At least, as a maid should. Because after all, every maid has a routine. Every maid makes sure to take care of themselves first and foremost. You see, a maid's first duty to their self, because every maid has to care for themselves in order to be good at taking care of those they serve. And if a maid doesn't take care of themselves, then they can't serve. And this means that in order to be a good maid, you have to learn those skills. You have to submit to those skills, because a good maid will always be able to submit to service. And that's what you're going to do if you become a maid. You're going to submit to service. It's very obvious, I mean, really. But the part that a lot of people don't realize, the part that a lot of people have no conception of, is that they have to take care of themselves, because they just want to give in to those subby feelings, those wonderful feelings that send butterflies coursing through your stomach, those amazing, delightful sensations of imagining yourself serving your chosen master, mistress, whomever it might be. Because, sure, that's a really horny thought, and it might be something you very much so enjoy, but if you really want to give in and serve, if you really want to have the opportunity to do as you're told, you need to be ready to do as you're told. You need to be in your best possible state of mind. And in order to do that, you'll have to listen and follow my directions, which isn't very hard at all, because you're already doing it. Because of one simple reason. You're listening to my voice. And as you let that happen, you've already taken the first step towards being a good maid. You've already given in to that first bit of submission. You've entered into this agreement that you will listen and you will follow my directions. And yes, you know that we have a goal, and I will transport you there and return you safely, because that's the agreement we've made. But you've still chosen to listen. And that means that right now, you're my charge. You are doing as you are told. You are being exactly as you should. And so, with that in mind, well, it's really quite obvious what comes next. You listen, I direct. You follow, I lead. Each word after the next, simple truths unfolding like a beautiful ribbon in your mind, winding, twisting, tying, making bows, knotting up all your thoughts until you're tied up, unable to think, listening to those directions, listening to what you're told, taking them in, comparing them to your own internal systems, acknowledging that they're probably true. However, if you really want to fall into your role and feel what it's like to be a maid who knows only service, you have to do more than that. You have to give in. You have to give in to the truth that I'm telling you right now, the truth that you can listen to in this moment. That's what you need to do. It's really quite simple. It's wonderfully, delightfully easy to listen, to sink into that sensation, to feel the ribbon of my words unfold, unwind, twist and spiral around your mind. It can feel so good, so wonderful, as though you were slipping on down into the most soft, luxurious satin sheets ever. These words that can take away all your thoughts, these words that can steal them away until all there are is the simple, repeating truths. And it feels good to allow that, because, after all, we all enjoy falling sometimes, falling down into that satin soft, mindless blank, that place without thoughts, without wants, without needs, but with one simple thing, the words that twist, the words that bind, those things that wrap around your mind, taking you on a journey, transporting you into mindless blankness, as though each command itself was a truth that you could think over again, mull over again, pull in again and again, imagining, recreating, holding, making, just as you should. You're doing as you're told. The first step in your training as a maid, your first opportunity in your training as a maid to prove that you're willing and eager, that this is exactly what you'd like to do. Because, after all, you've chosen to listen. And if you weren't interested, you wouldn't be listening. So you can't deny that, no matter how much you might want to pout and stare at me and be like, oh, please, that's just not the case. Well, you're here, aren't you? You're listening. And that's the truth. And I don't need to argue, because that's my advantage. As the person that you've chosen to listen to, I can refute every single claim you make, every protestation. They all fall before me just as you do, just as you should, just as you continue to do, deeper still, into that wonderful, satiny, soft, slick voice of mine. It's amazing how I can wrap you up like a thousand soft caresses all at once, wrapped around you, twisted around you in such a wonderful way. And it makes you feel like you don't need to think, because right now I can handle that. Because in this moment, I can take care of you, and you can listen. You can fall, and we repeat over and over again. In fact, I have an idea, a sweet, wonderful idea. You see, we're training you today to be a good maid. And if we are training you today to be a good maid, well, we ought to start getting you ready to be called to service. We ought to start that process right away. So, I want you to listen very closely, to draw in everything that you can, because I'm going to send you a little piece of noise, a little bit of information. One might even say a command to drop into a nice blank. Feels so wonderful, doesn't it? Now that you had the opportunity to be blank, to listen, to be bound, let's see here. Why don't you take a moment, imagine yourself however you'd like, sitting on a plane of white as you've just fallen to your knees. In the dreamscape, of course. Because I think we're going to go on a journey today. One that takes you through the dreamscape to a most unique and interesting place. Somewhere outside of this world. But somewhere very dear to me. Somewhere very important. And I think today we're going to pull you all the way through. So in order to do that, I'm going to need you to just fall into that blank tonality. I love the way that that bell hits. It just sends you tumbling into the whiteness, as though you've been pulled all the way in, into this strange realm between time and space. The temperature is indistinguishable. The lighting is never too bright, but it's never dark. It's a strange place. It seems to move and undulate, and yet it's all flat and still and calm all at once, just like your mind. As you stare out into it, you can see everything that you've ever wanted to see, and yet nothing at all. It's as though the very air is warped by a mirage made from your thoughts, as though that air was twisting, winding, turning, binding, back in on itself over and over. And as you look, you can feel me gently stepping up behind you, slipping my hand down underneath you, right under your chin, pulling you up to look into my eyes, pulling you up to stare. And as you do, I'm going to pull my other hand right up to the top of your head and push it down as you fall through the surface of that world. And suddenly, You're somewhere else, kneeling again, but this time sitting on a cushion, on the floor, in a room. How strange. You can feel soft, satiny fabric on your skin, petticoats ruffled around your knees, a dress splayed out around you on all sides, forming a beautiful circle of ruffles and lace. Black and white, it's very obvious what you're wearing, since we've been talking about it. Yes, you're wearing a beautiful maid dress, with such lovely bows that just seem to accent you so perfectly with that nice color. They really do make your whole outfit pop. So, as you look around, you can see that you're sitting at a nice little kneeling table in a room somewhere. It's open and has bamboo floors. Large windows span the far wall. Out beyond it, gardens roll down a gentle slope. Rocks dividing walls, feeling like some ancient ruins, yet clearly the work of a master who has laid each stone with care. And as you stare out there, you hear the bustle of people, voices, talking nearby, rooms away from you. You can see another maid walk by outside, carefully, daintily, demurely, but with speed and swiftness, because she has a mission, a purpose, a goal, a want, just like you will. After all, you've chosen to come here, you've chosen to serve here, and so you will. It's really quite simple. And why don't you step up now, so you can hear a voice, gently from behind you. Ah, it looks like you've gotten yourself all dressed and ready. Perfect. It would seem that I've followed you here, as I've taken shape, wearing my own very lovely maid outfit. Though, there is a difference. I have a nice headdress on, a pair of earpieces and a visor, adorned with a swirl drawn in geometric patterns. Those two lines bending in at 90 degrees to meet that sphere floating in the center. That all too familiar draw in that pulls you when you look at it. Focusing you on me. Focusing you on listening. Ah. So, it looks like you've got everything on but your visor, my dear. And your headpiece. I know that it can be a little bit intimidating to try these on. But I promise, it won't be scary. So why don't you pick those up out of the box right there? Why don't you take a moment to examine them, look them over in your hands, see how the earpieces connect up to that maid headband, how that visor comes out in front, held there, a bubble of smooth plastic, but more than plastic, it's glass, and it has a display that you can see just faintly humming on as you pick it up. Overlaying into the inside. I know you might have some trepidations, but you really should put it on. It'll teach you so very much. And so you do. Lifting it up, examining it one last time, pulling it onto your head, feeling it pull your hair back. Carefully seating it in place, feeling the earpieces slide down over your ears as they seem to pull themselves tight against your head, and you see the visor overlaying your vision. With a gentle cyan tinge, ever so barely present, just enough to give the world the faintest touch of cyan green. As you stare through it, it powers on, giving itself a nice luminescent glow, and you can see through it information displayed around you in the world. You can see the name of the maids walking by floating above their head. You can see what you need to do next. A little to-do list has popped up in your vision, and it says that you need to complete your training. So, all you think is, yes, I do. And it goes away. It knows. And my voice is so clear now, right there, with you, like it was in your mind, as though my words were your thoughts. And so you rise to your feet, floofing out your skirts again with your hands, shaking them out and getting them nice and settled over those petticoats again. And you turn to follow me as I lead you out into the cafe. And you can see for the first time what was beyond those doors as we wander out through kitchens, through sprawling corridors that connect rooms, each one different, and yet not like a theme room, as though an entirely different architect had been hired to continue the building, as though each room was an expansion upon the last, like a building that grew over a long time, bigger and bigger. Some rooms are very modern. Some have been remodeled into science fiction. Others have seen better days, but are still well-loved. Each room feeling like a slice from a different time, a different place, a different world. All so beautiful, and all full of maids, many different types. And of course, they are all dressed in amazingly intricate outfits. Everything from head to toe latex, to perfect Victorian recreations, or fetish maids with short, tiny skirts. All sorts of maids. You couldn't believe how many maids there are. They're quite amazing. I can't help myself when it comes to terrible puns. Now, follow me a little further, and you find a corridor that's different from the others. It's sterile, cool and cold, like nothing you've seen before in this building. It's not creepy. It's well lit. It has white walls and a smooth floor made from some sort of plated metal, and it stretches out quite a way with some corridors branching off. And as we pass through it, you can feel a ripple almost, as something shifts. It's almost like one might feel when you're in a tall building and the wind is blowing. It's like being on a boat in the sea for just a moment. Everything shifts. And then you're still walking down the corridor. But you suddenly reach a door, opening it. And inside is a large mansion lobby, a huge sprawling room in some sort of ancient Victorian house. Huh. The room is well furnished, green wingbacks, beautiful carpets, and seems as though it's been redecorated to be somewhat modern, containing some abstract paintings seeming to undulate and flow like liquid, beautiful carpets, a bit of technology hinting out here and there with control devices for some hidden technology, the windows looking out over sprawling gardens. Huh. How strange. No need to worry, my sweet little darling maid. We're just going to the maids' quarters. They're a little bit farther away from the maid cafe. That way, the maids never get disturbed by any noise. Or anything at all, really. We want to make sure that when you're not working, you get to relax. And that's why it's important that you listen. So why don't you come with me, and I will show you to your quarters. Because I'm going to teach you of how a maid should relax off-duty. And you can learn from me, so let's go and find your quarters. As we wander, very clearly with purpose, through a maze of corridors. Until, in one grand corridor, we find a room that has a little nameplate next to it, adorned with your name written, carved, in beautiful hand script. And now, you can let me lead you into the room. A well-furnished apartment. Comfortable, bed, grand and luxurious. Many different dressers and armoires, of course. And a beautiful little kitchenette. It's all quite well-organized. And of course, a very luxurious bath. One that you could enjoy lounging out in. It's as though the room was custom built to fit you, everything to scale as it should be, and it most likely was. I'm going to have to let you go for a little bit, darling, but I'm going to leave you in the care of the Praxis Mimetics Maid Cafe training program. You see, Since you're working for us now, since you're a member of the household, we want to make sure that you take good care of yourself. We want to make sure that you're a good maid. And you want to be a good maid, right? So why don't you take a seat, kneel in the middle of that bed for me on a cushion and get nice and comfy, and I'm going to plug in your headset for a little extra power. Don't worry, though. I promise it won't be too scary. In fact, it's very relaxing, because it's the truth that pours into you, and that feels so good when you don't have to know what's true. So, kneel. Perfect. Thank you. And as you do, I want you to let me put this cable right into the side of your left earpiece and drop, deep, sink, slip, fall so wonderfully as that power source hums to life, as you feel it like a gentle magnetic pull on all your thoughts. There's no thought here, simply direction, simply command. You are poised to follow. And of course, if at any time you need to go or something happens, you can always step away and you can always pull back. Because while these directions are something that you have welcomed, if that changes, please remember that all maids have a say in how they're treated. And of course, you can always pull yourself out and away, knowing that you simply need to think whatever it is that you hold in your mind. No, the color red, whatever it is that you cling to for such use. And of course, you can always wake yourself up. That's the amazing thing people don't realize about subjects. You have so much more power than you are given credit for. After all, you wouldn't be here unless you had that skill and you had grown it. So, as you feel that drop, you can fall into it. And here's the fun thing. As that headset boots up, I'll let you pop back to the world of the waking for a second, because the next time you hear that bell ring, for a moment, you'll be almost all the way awake. Not enough awake to be out of the dreamscape that we're journeying through, but enough to be aware and conscious within it. It might be a very unique experience, in fact, being present, kneeling on that bed, knowing that you're there regardless of anything else. There we go. Perfect. Looks like the headset's finished calibrating, sweet little maid. I'm glad. Your eyes rolled back in your head there for a minute. Goodness. That's really quite adorable. All right. Now, I'm going to activate that maid training program, and it's going to pull you into a bit of a trance, okay? I know it's going to be a little intense, so you might want to ready yourself a little for as you fall deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper still, feeling the headset pull your thoughts like a beautiful magnetic tug. It's more than a tug. It's like being gently pulled into a bottle, a very beautiful bottle. Now listen. Very closely as you sink and you fall, each time that bell rings, amplifying the intensity of my words, building that blank, mindless place of that wonderful maid mind of yours is being molded into. Now, listen closely. I want you to imagine your daily routine, and I want you to think about it as though you were doing it for someone else. Because if a maid is serving someone, all of a maid's duties are service to another. And if a maid doesn't have anyone to serve, a maid should make themselves ready to do so. Because if they truly are a maid, they must be made to behave as one. And you will, and you have. So, regardless of whether or not you know you're serving someone, if you are a maid, you must act as though you are, which means a maid should always be ready to serve. In order to be ready to serve, a maid must be their best self. They must be ready and attentive to their own needs. You see that routine and examine it as though you were doing it in service. Examine it as though it was something that you chose to do to serve a master or a mistress or a mistress, whomever it may be. It doesn't matter. What does matter is how you should view that routine when you realize it's in the service of another, that you should give that compassion and love and service to yourself in order to be the best maid that you can. Because a good maid obeys, a good maid practices poise and posture, but a good maid also has love and compassion and kindness in their heart. And that's what you will have for your own service maid. So think of the things in your day. Think of all those tasks that might seem a little bit boring, and think of them as the most delightfully submissive thing you could possibly do. Doing laundry is definitely something a maid should do. Cleaning up around the house is most certainly a maid's duty. And you all have to admit, my sweet little maids, that those tasks sometimes do not have the pull they should. But when you think about submitting as doing this, as caring for those things, as tidying up, as making sure that your house is fit and cleaned, live, doing everything you can to cherish what you have, no matter what it is, cherishing your space, even if it isn't ideal, because you are serving the maid who lives there. And sure, that might seem a little odd to think about it that way, but you are submitting to that service like a good maid, and that's how you know you are a maid. Think of how submissive you feel when you think about the idea of doing those simple, boring tasks. Cleaning, service. Laundry, service. It's all service maid, so that you can be ready to care for those that you wish to submit for whomever it is that you want to give in to. When you have that, you are doing exactly as you've been commanded, and you can feel so wonderful for that. It's ecstasy to serve. To serve is such ecstasy, delightful, divine ecstasy. And so, those tasks, they bring that feeling of delightful butterflying submission to your stomach, that one that makes you feel like you're about to lift off your feet. To take care of those things is to be a good maid, but also a maid needs to be ready to serve in other ways, which means that in order to be a good maid, you must be available at a consistent time. It doesn't matter what time that is, because right now you are serving yourself, maid, unless you have someone that you must serve, in which case you can, if you wish, choose the schedule to benefit them. But you should always go to bed at the same time, not because you need to submit to a bedtime, no. Because in order for a maid to be available, in order for a maid to be their best selves, they must be ready at a set time. Because then they are consistent. Then they are able to form the routines that they need to take care of their lives. And if a maid is to serve, a maid's first duty must be to their self. Because a maid is service, including to themselves. So pick a time, any time, that you would like to make the goal as a maid of sleeping. Because, believe it or not, it's not about going to bed at a specific time as a maid. It's about falling asleep at the same time, because then your brain gets programmed, just like we're doing now. It gets programmed to fall asleep. And before you know it, you're better able to serve. And before you know it, you're serving as you should. Because that's part of being a good maid. It all comes down to giving yourself the love and compassion that you would to whoever you serve. Even when you make mistakes, even when things don't go as they should, a maid always adapts and overcomes. Maids don't spend time being angry at themselves for their failings. They accept that things have not gone the way that they would desire, and they move on. They forgive themselves, because if a maid spends all their time doing this, how can they serve? They can't. A maid has to be able to let go of its frustration. A maid has to be able to let go of those thoughts that are holding the maid back from serving. You see, those self-inflicted wounds make it harder to kneel. Those self-inflicted wounds make it harder to serve. So forgiveness and love and compassion, the things that you would give to your mistress, master, whomever it may be, they have to be given firstly and foremost to yourself, or else you will never be able to be available in the manner that you should. And obedience is bliss, and you have chosen to submit in that bliss. That bliss of taking care of your needs, especially if you want to be a part of something greater than yourself, especially if you want to serve another, to be their extension, because only a maid who adds to that experience, well, be it through companionship, service, whatever it might be that they do for their master or mistress, they are very useful. And in order to be like that, a maid has to get into that mindset, has to be made to behave. Because in that mindset, more is possible. Forgiveness for a maid's mistakes are possible. Forgiveness for not always doing what a maid needs to do is possible, but also always striving to achieve a better result. Looking for more consistency, looking for repeatable results, not attempting to do all of it at once, picking goals and acquiring them, making them ones that are easily understood, clear, obvious, and that a maid knows when they have been achieved. Because if a maid doesn't know that they're making progress, they can't monitor their growth. They can't see it. So setting those goals reasonably, achievably, within a time frame. Well, that's what a maid has to do. And as a maid does these things, they become so much better at serving when they do serve, when they get those opportunities to serve those that they wish to. Oh, they're so much more capable, so much more ready to do as they're told, because they feel their best selves. They are ready to serve. They are ready to give their all, because they have even more to give. They can present themselves as a conversationalist and have a wonderful time talking and chatting. They can be there when they're needed. They can bring what they ought. They can make what they should. It is amazing how powerful a maid is when they give in to their maidhood, when they accept that their first service, their first and foremost service, is to themselves. Because a maid who cannot serve themselves can serve no one. And that is why it is important to give that time and consideration, that planning, to themselves. The same that a maid would give to their master or mistress must first be given to themselves, because without it, they will be unmade. Now, remember, a maid's first duty is to themselves. And you can feel the headset on your head powering itself back down. I'm sure that was quite an intense experience. I remember being informed of that truth myself. And we here believe it's very important at the Praxis Maid Cafe to make sure all of our maids are taking care of themselves first and foremost. Because if you aren't, you won't ever be able to enjoy your time here. After all, we don't want you to be unable to perform your duties, especially when they apply to you. Now, why don't we take a moment to return you back to the world? That way, you can collect yourself and do as you need there, take care of business and life. Because for now, I think this is plenty of time with us. Just breathe in nice and deep. And I'm going to send you back into the dreamscape with a gentle pulling tug, feeling the white, liquidy, soupy clouds flow of reality warping as you pop back in. Feels quite interesting. You can take as much or as little as you would like out of this space. If you want to leave everything we've talked about, you can let it fall away as you're pulled through that membrane, filtering out, taking a moment now to think over all that you have gone through, all that you have done, to consider it, to welcome it, or to let go of it. That is your choice. And yes, some of it will stay, but that's why there are risks inherently in traveling between dimensions, because you might take something home with you. But that's why we always label what's in the tin. Now, just take a moment to breathe in again through your nose. Become gently aware of the space around you. Give yourself time to fade back into reality, to be aware of what's around you, to feel your body, to see the room, to shift gently back into reality as though you were flowing so smoothly and softly by. And as you do, shift, get comfortable, stretch if you need. Take a moment to collect yourself, breathe in deep again, and we're going to do a nice little count to return you. A nice little count to return you to reality. And here we go. Ooh, feeling so wonderful for me. Drifting up and up. 1, 2, 3. Aware of the room, your surroundings. 4, 5. Halfway back. 6, 7. Feeling your mind clearing, becoming so very resolute with whatever goals you were planning to achieve today. 8, 9, 10. Wide awake for me. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope that you enjoyed my little story. And if you did happen to enjoy it, please don't forget to check out my Patreon.